The National Association of Realtors said today that sales of existing homes in the U.S. fell almost 10% last month compared with April. Sales were down 26% over last year. That's the largest annual decline since 1982. For Americans in their homes, many have stopped paying their mortgages because of the pandemic, as well as student loans, car payments, and other bills. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. She joins us now. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So give us a sense of the numbers first. How many Americans are skipping loan payments still, and what does that tell you about the health of the economy?
It is unbelievable, actually. 106 million loans, basically, at the end of May. That is triple the number that we saw at the end of April. And this is according to credit reporting firm TransUnion. So just think about that. The number of accounts that are in deferment, forbearance, or some other kind of relief since March 1st, that so many people, over 100 million loans, are needing help. It's a tremendous number, really.
Well, and when you talk about relief, is that the kind of relief that people are going to have to pay back all at once, like next month or the month after? Or is it going to be something that people can have some sort of payment plan that will be manageable?
It depends. For example, if you look at the big categories, right, we say student loans, for example, 79 million loans are in forbearance. Now, most of those are Department of Education loans. And the Department of Ed has basically said there's a moratorium. You don't have to pay these. And those loans will simply be extended on the other end. But there are another number of other loans where I think people are going to be very surprised to find out, like, oh, wait, I owe a balloon payment, a payment of all these months of deferment at once. So here's a very critical piece of information you need to find out, is that any loan or bill that you have in forbearance, which is just some breathing room, you go back to the vendor, to the lender, to the company, and you say, what are the terms of the repayment? You've got to understand this, because you don't want to be hit with a surprise and maybe at a time where you don't have the money to pay for that bill.
Jill, I imagine that many people who may be facing this problem right now, which is that they're seeing the bill stack up, they haven't been able to pay, maybe they've been given some relief, but they don't know how long that's going to last. They may be looking for new loans to take out more money to help pay some of these other bills. Is that getting more difficult?
I think it is. And, you know, one of the clearest examples of that is with home equity. Now, home equity loans are pretty pervasive, usually in normal times, pretty easy to get if you have equity in your home. Well, if you want to try to get a new home equity loan right now, a lot of banks are raising their credit score requirements. They're digging deep. They're not just saying, hey, Jeremy, you've got equity in your house, we'll extend a loan. Home equity loans, new ones, down 43% between March and May. So it is harder to get a loan. That lends credence to the old story, which is it's very easy to get money from a bank when you don't need it. It's a lot harder when you do need it.
Mm. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Thank you.